some songs. And stay on Psalms 100. We're going to get back to that in just a minute and go through that in a little bit more detail. It's good to see Nikki back with us tonight on the back row. Remember Nikki, y'all? Give her a hand of appreciation. Hey, Nikki, we love you. Missed you. Yay. Glad she is here. I took a picture of her and sent her to Christy as proof she was here. Oh, man. All righty. Go ahead and go to my slides there, Brandon. Go to the next slide there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you. I'll add that later. I want to play this little video clip for you. It ties in with Thanksgiving. Make sure the volume's good on that one, Brandon. And I think this is a really accurate video of how sometimes we are in our lives. So watch this little video.
Lord, I'm struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for. Lord, I'm struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for.
It's pretty revealing, isn't it? Isn't that very realistic that we go through our lives? Looking for the big moments, thank God for, right? The big stuff that we think makes a difference instead of not recognizing those things in our lives. All of us in here, I think, can relate to that guy. All of us can in here can do those things. Maybe some of us don't. When we walk, we're in a little bit of pain. But other than that, most of us can relate to those things. We can move. We can see. We have running water. We have a car. We have food. We have shelter. We have clothes. We have a job if you want a job. We have these things. Here's a guy that says, God, I'm struggling. Let me know what I can be thankful for. Show me what to be thankful for. We are so blessed beyond measure. And as a Christian, we can add to that video, can't we? I'm a child of God. Wow. I'm truly thankful for that. Go to the next slide, Brandon. Oh, thank you. Let's define what Thanksgiving is. The definition of Thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude, especially toward God. An expression of gratitude. You know, we have so many people complaining about everything. can never see the silver lining in anything. You know, we use words today like toxic people, right? I want to cut the toxicity out of my life. I want to cut the negative people out of my life. In fact, me and someone for church, we're talking about a person we both know that is very negative. And, you know, that can get into you if you're not careful. So people that always complain about everything, sometimes we just got to say, you know what? Don't bring your complaining high and in around me. Because I'm thankful for what God's done for me, what God's given me, and I truly can see beauty in a lot of things in life that maybe others take for granted. The expression of gratitude, especially toward God, that's what Thanksgiving is. And this will be the whole theme of what we're talking about in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Go ahead, Brandon. Here are two questions, and most of us fall into both of these. Some of us in more than one of them more than the other. Some of us, all of us, are in both of these at some time. Here's two questions that pinpoint where we are in life. What do I thank God for? Or are you the one, what do I complain about? What do I thank God for? You know, I take great satisfaction in this. Me and Melissa talked about this before. And she made a comment the other day about, we were just, you know, how we joke as people, you know, you pay your bills or you're between checks, you know, you make depression, you know, look, you have to buy dinner, I'm broke. You know, we say things like that. I'm broke till I get paid. And I remember I told myself, you know what? We're not broke. We pay the bills. Not paying the bills means you broke. You paying the bills, you ain't broke. And I take great pleasure, I take satisfaction, I guess, that when I sit down to pay my bills, that I'm able to do that. My house payment, check. My water bill, check. My power bill, check. My trash pickup, check. You know, my tires, check. You know, my car filled with gas, check. You know, I'm able to pay my bills. Thank you, God, that you provide enough. Now, would I like more? Heck yeah. Do I need more sometimes? Yeah, I definitely do. Was I happy sinking $2,500 in my car in the last month for a 15-year-old car? No. But you know what? I'm thankful that God made a way for me to be able to do it. I'm thankful I still got a car to drive. I'm thankful I ain't broke down still waiting on somebody to come get me right now 3 weeks later. So it's all about perspective, isn't it? What am I thanking God for? Or am I one that always complains about what I don't have? You know how many people would love to trade their life with you? So many. You know, take Teresa for an example. We know she battles health issues. She has a lot of serious, life-changing, daily issues with her health. But you know things Teresa has that others don't have that they would maybe even take her poor health to have what she has? She has a very nice home that she lives in with air and heat, a good bed to sleep in, a nice kitchen to eat in, a husband, a family, a vehicle, an incredible church. She has things in her life that would say, you know what? I wish I had a nice house. I wish I had a good husband. I wish I had a vehicle to drive. I wish I didn't have to worry about what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I wish I had to worry about not having air or heat in my home. I wish I could see. I wish I could hear. I wish I could walk. Though Teresa struggles to walk some days, she's able to use her legs still. She's not paralyzed. It's all about perspective. It's all about thanking God for what he's done for you. So these two questions really pose where we're at. Do I thank God for things, or do I complain about things? And I think all of us do both. We do both. We groan about the price of gas. We groan about the price of food. We complain about, you know, political stuff. We complain about, you know, the car we drive. We complain about other things. We complain about things. But thank God, look at all that he does for us. That guy in the video, that is all of us tonight. All of us. Thank God. I could check yes to every one of those issues. You know, every one of them. I can move. I can see. I've got a job. I can buy coffee every morning. And I can. I got the 7-Eleven app on my phone now right here. I get a large cappuccino for a buck. It's awesome. I can do these things. You know, I have clean running water. And now that we're not on well water no more, we got lots of it. I'll use as much as they want, and they'll bill me whatever I use. You know, I've got lots of it. I've got a family that loves me. I've got a wife that loves me. I've got my parents that love me and alive. You know, I've got my health. You know, I mean, I know I'm still pretty young, but, you know, by the grace of God, I'm on no medication of any kind. Nothing. I don't take anything. And I thank God for that. There's days I probably should take something or feel like I need to take something, but I don't take anything. And I'm thankful for that. We have so much that we can be blessed for. I don't worry about my safety. Very rarely do I have to worry about my safety. I thought that was a good point, right? We don't walk around in fear normally about our safety. When I'm in my home, I feel safe. In my car, I feel safe. The hand of God's upon me. His angels are all around me, and I trust that. Go to the next thing. Now let's go through Psalm 100 in detail, these five verses. We read it a while ago. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. The reason we can or should make a joyful noise, go back to that verse, Brandon. The reason we should, I'm going to explain every one of these verses in detail. The reason we should make a joyful noise is because we know who we're serving. You know, aren't we joyful about things we believe in? Do any of you go to a concert of someone you don't like? You know, I mean, I would never go to a Metallica concert. I don't like Metallica. They're too hard for, I don't like them. So I wouldn't pay $50 to go to a Metallica concert and scream for joy. Now, other concerts, absolutely I would love to go to. Other people, I would have joy in celebrating. I would be having my cell phone with the light on like everybody else. Woo, you know, all that. Used to be cigarette lighters, now it's cell phone lights. You know, woo, everybody's doing this. It's awesome. I wouldn't go to a ball game to a team I didn't like. I would go to someone I could cheer for and make a joyful noise. I wouldn't go to no Ohio State game, Joe. You wouldn't see me at the horseshoe. I wouldn't be there. I can't cheer for them. No. But put me over in Chapel Hill when the Tar Heels run out of the tunnel, I could cheer for that. That's my boys in blue. I can cheer for that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what we should be doing as His people. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. With gladness. We should want to serve the Lord. It should be our desire to serve God. It shouldn't be something we dread. It should be something we enjoy. You know, one of our ministries here I'm really proud of is our security team ministry. And I have, you know, five guys that rotate Sundays, and all of them really take it serious. And they don't miss. And the reason they don't miss is they're from the generation that knows how to work and be responsible. And they take great pride in that. And they serve with gladness. And they serve, when they're out there, I know, you know, I can't speak for all of them, but me and Dad's talk, you know, when Dad's out there, he'll walk around the parking lot. He'll walk behind the building. He's out there visible, seeing and checking things out while you're in here worshiping. Serving with gladness. Being aware of what's happening, wanting to be a part of helping serve. And that is serving God, to watch that door and watch what's happening to protect people in here. Our singers, they sing. As Marjorie plays that keyboard, Marjorie doesn't do it for show. She doesn't do it to be the next American Idol. She's not trying to get a Nashville recording. She's here to serve God with the gift that He's given her. And she does it with gladness. There's never been a time ever that I can think of where I've texted Marjorie about, hey, can you sing this tomorrow, Sunday or Wednesday, or can you do this, or here's a song, can you learn this, where she has rejected that and turned it down. She'll always try, because she wants to serve the Lord. Serve with gladness, not with sorrow. Not out of, you know, when we give our offerings, we should do that with gladness, right? We shouldn't give her, the Bible says, don't give grudgingly, give with a joyful heart. You know, and there are, there's been a few times through the years that Dad has, you know, or Mom has called me, you know, they text me the totals at the end of at Sunday, you know, and all that. And there's been times she'll say, just so you know, we got a check with a smiley face at the bottom. They put their tithes and they put a smiley face on it. Oh, that gives me joy. They gave with a smiley face. They didn't have some sad Johnny Cash song on there. I gave you my last dollar, pray for me. No, man, they gave it with gladness. Is Maddie here? You sent her back? All right, good. You're okay. Oh, did you knock on the window again? Oh, that's so funny. She did that a couple weeks ago. I'm glad you're knocking. I'm sorry. We're secure in our place. Even though we had no security out there, now let's talk about security. Anyway. Yeah, you look questionable last week. That's okay. Serve with gladness. Give with gladness. Worship with gladness. Everything we do. And it says this. It says to, we come before his presence with singing. When you think about somebody singing, what kind of mood are they normally in? They're happy. People are only singing when they're in a bad mood. Right? You get fired from your job. Your boss kicks you out of the warehouse. You ain't going out singing. You're going out cussing, but you ain't going out singing. You ain't going out saying, I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart because my boss fired me. Down in my heart, my boss don't need me. Down in my heart, God will provide for me. No, you're not. When we sing, it's because we're normally happy. You know, you're in your kitchen, you start singing, or you're in your living room, you start singing. You're in your car, you start singing. You ever crank the radio up and sing to your radio out loud? We all do that, right? And I'm the best singer in America when my radio's on. You can't tell me from John Bon Jovi when my radio's on. I can live on a prayer like the best of them. I sound just like him when the radio's on. Ashley is quick to remind me that I'm definitely not John Bon Jovi. Dad, you're out of tune. Thanks, daughter. Appreciate the support. But we sing when we're happy. I remember Dad used to sing in the car a lot, especially on the way to church. We had about a 45-minute ride to church. And Dad would, Sunday mornings, he would sing, hum and sing and whistle when women walked by. Now I'm playing. He would hum and he would sing. And I remember Dad doing that in the car. He sung. You sing when you're happy. So we come before God, and we should come with gladness. We should come with joy. We should come with our singing. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I'm his people. We said that a while ago. I'm God's people. I'm thankful that I'm his child. I'm thankful that I'm his sheep. I'm thankful he's my shepherd. I'm thankful he's placed me in this place in his presence where he's watching over me 24/7. You're talking about a security guard. God's got his eye on me all the time. And God is watching me when I sleep. He's watching me while I wake. He's got Santa Claus beat all to pieces. He's watching me all the time. He's always there. I'm his people, and I'm part of his pasture. That means I'm special stock. I've been branded with the branding iron of the Lord. I am marked. You know how they brand cattle. You see them old westerns, and all them ranches had different brands to identify that's my cattle, that's my beef, that's my cow. We're branded with Jesus. I'm his. I can be joyful. I can be happy. I can be thankful. No matter what happens, I know where my future is. Then verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, a heart of gratitude. Now, let me talk about the gates for a minute. If you do study on the gates of Jerusalem, there were up to 7-8 different kind of gates that you could get into the city. They all were called different gates, sheep gate, you know, different gates. And these gates were kind of like tunnels. And if you've ever been to Magic Kingdom in Disney World, the castle, you got that entranceway that goes right through the middle of the castle. That's how the gates sort of were in Jerusalem. You walk through an opening, and as you get to the other side, of course, you're in the city. And so he's equivalating, as you come into Jerusalem to the temple to worship, enter his gates. When you walk in the gate, you be ready to praise and to thank God and to worship. Come expecting. You know, I've never been. I've seen it on TV. I got friends that go or have been. But, you know, nightclubs, right? Go into a nightclub. What's the first thing you think about when you walk into a nightclub? Lights. What else? Music, right? Noise. The music. You're walking in, celebrate good times. Come on. I mean, you walk in and your hips start moving before you even get through the security guy. The music's wooing you in, right? I mean, you walk in. How boring would it be to go to a nightclub and it be like a church? Well, some churches are, but I'm just saying, as a whole, there's not the excitement in a church, there's a nightclub. the music's going, like you said, the lights are going, everybody's happy, people are kissing people they don't even know. I did not suggest that in church, by the way. They are, you know, they're fellowshipping, they're eating, they're talking, they're happy, they're in one accord to have a good time, to cut loose, to celebrate, right? They're entering that nightclub for one purpose, to move to the music. As we enter the gates of God, we come with expectations that we're walking to a church. We're walking to the temple of God. We know that we are not in Jerusalem. This is not the Mosaic temple or the Solomon's temple or David's temple. It's not any of those things. But it is the temple of God. We call the modern church the sanctuary, the place we come together to celebrate his goodness. We come together in one body and one accord to worship one Lord, one Spirit, one baptism, right? One God. And we are here for that same purpose, and we should come in with great expectations. When I walk in the door, I'm going to be thankful and praise my God for all he's done for me. He brought me through another storm. He got me through another battle. He slayed another giant. He crossed me over another day. I had the victory one more time. And while there's breath in my body, I'm going to thank the Lord for what he has done for me. A heart of thanksgiving. Even Selena a while ago said this. It touched my heart before service. She said, she tickled me, made me laugh. She says, I fell at my friend's house. And she said, I thought I'd really hurt my ankle, but I stood right up. God saved me. Hallelujah. That's exactly what she said. Man, why don't we have that same, you know? We don't have that same gratitude, right? Well, I fell down. My ankle's a little bit sore. Boo. You're not. It ain't broke. Praise God, you're alive. You ain't dead. You know, old-timers, I've noticed, have this saying. And I'm not going to start saying it because I made me an old-timer. But old-timers say this. You go up to them and say, it's good to see you. What do they say back sometimes? Good to see the old-timers. They know this. Good to be seen. It's good to see you. Good to be seen. Kevin Smith says that. Sunday, go to Kevin and say, it's good to see you. Watch what I guarantee you. Mark my words, Sunday. Y'all go to Kevin. All of you here, go to Kevin. And say this. Say, good to see you. Good to be seen. And listen for the next one to go, good to see you. Good to be seen. He'll say that. And it is good to be seen, right? It is definitely better than the alternative. We had a guy at the funeral home of the night. We had a visitation. He was leaving. He says, I want to get out here before y'all keep me. I said, yeah, we don't want to keep you. You need to get on out here. It's better to be out there than here right now. It is better to be seen. We got something to thank God for. We should enter his gates, his sanctuary, with thanksgiving. Notice that's the first thing said here. It doesn't say enter his gates with your prayer request. Enter his gates asking God for stuff. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You might be saying, well, God ain't really, I don't know, he ain't been all that good to me lately. What is the alternative where you could be? I see so many people. If you could see some of the lives of the people that Melanie works with, the people that come in those doors, you'd be thankful. The addictions that are got their lives bound, the living hell every day they're in. Many are homeless. Many are living in the woods. No cars, no jobs, no money, no peace, no joy, no relationships. Nothing. Nothing. And by the grace of God, that could be any of us in this place. Any of us. It's not just to the ones that made, that they're just the bad scum of the earth that we think about. It's regular people. I'm up there a lot too talking to these folks. It's regular people just like us who got introduced either intentionally or accidentally to some kind of substance that took over their lives. It's a sad thing. Be thankful. Many of the mothers up there they don't have their kids. Kids have been taken away from them. Losing your children. I mean, think about it as a mother, losing your children. How blessed we are. All of us can thank God for something in here. And it's all about our heart. Are we the person that truly can thank God, or are we the person that's always the one complaining? Are we always the victim of something? Are we always the one that's, the luck is always down? born under a wrong star, got the wrong name, born in the wrong state, born in the wrong country, born in the wrong city, got the wrong mama, got the wrong daddy, got the wrong preacher, got the wrong job, got the wrong car, got the wrong house. I mean, it's easy to go in that spiral of being negative about everything. But man, I think of the people that would love to be where you are. My dad was in Vietnam for a year. He came home. 58,000 didn't. Think about that. My dad heard mortars go off around him. My dad was in the area of battle. But he came home. My only stepdad was in the service for 7 or 8 years. Got shot twice, but he survived. Carried one bullet till he died. In him. Wouldn't talk about it. Had seen things, but he came home. He came home. 58,000 kids, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, didn't come home. Pearl Harbor was a horrible day in our country. Everybody going about their business, right? Then all of a sudden that Sunday morning, everything's quiet. All of a sudden, Japanese planes begin to fill the air like a flock of buzzards, dropping bombs on these innocent men and women. Lives and families were changed forever. Phone calls begin to ring. Letters begin to be written. Sorry to let you know. People come in the doors. Are you John's mother and father? I hate to inform you. They would cry when they knew when they saw the uniform what had happened before they even opened the door. He's not coming home. So much to be thankful for. Melly had a bad wreck with carrying Christian back in 1994. And was in my Firebird. And hit a van, T-boned a van at 45 miles an hour. You know what a Firebird looks like? Got the big long hood. Crushed it from the nose to the windshield. Melanie was several months pregnant with Christian. Walked out of that without a scratch, without a bruise. I could have cared less about the car. She kept thinking, oh, my God, he's going to kill me. Look at his car. Oh, my gosh, that's his car. Care about the car? Care less about the car. I raced to her. I got that phone call. I was about probably 3 or 4 miles away from her, 3 miles probably. Man, I got in that car, and I was flying down the road to get to her. I did not care about the car. Cared about her. Thankful she walked away. So many times, we fail to see the good. We only see the bad. My car's total. Got to get a new one. But I ain't got to get a new wife. Hallelujah. Or a new kid. Hallelujah. Be thankful. Enter his courts with thanksgiving, or his courts with praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Why is this? Verse 5 tells us, for the Lord is good. Everybody say good. We know what good means. Nick, what is me Pablo's? Very good. It's muy bien. Jesus es muy bien also. He is very good. We know what good means. And we praise God. We thank God because he is good. Even in our infirmities, he's good. Because the thing he did that was the goodest happened 2,000 years ago. That he took my place on the cross that I could have everlasting life. So no matter what disease or tragedy or sickness or event takes me out of this natural land, the living, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I will be in the presence of a holy, mighty God the rest of my days, that the death, valley of death will not separate me, that pain and death will not ever keep me from seeing the face of my God. I know that. God is good. He done paid the price. My retirement plan is in the bank. And I will see my Lord face to face. No matter what happens on the earth. Bad things happen to us, yes. But God is still good. And I can thank him every day for his mercies and his graces. I heard my wife leave this morning. I saw the headlights, or I heard her leaving the driveway this morning. And, you know, I was changing positions in the bed, rolling over, and I saw the headlights, and just said a quick little, you know, Lord, watch over, you know. But I saw the headlights go out and think, you know, my wife leaves early in the morning. It's pitch dark, winter or summer, when she leaves. And She's, you know, going down those roads early in the morning, pitch dark by herself every single morning. And how God watches over her and keeps her. And I always think about that. And I'm thankful she gets there every single day because we need the money. I mean, I'm thankful because she's safe. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'm thankful she gets there every single day. And I'm thankful my kids come home every single day. Well, I'm thankful they don't come home every day now, but I'm thankful Ashley comes home every single day. I'm thankful Ashley comes home every single day. And, you know, it was a big thing when her and Nick first started dating. I started, you know, let her ride with Nick in her first car date, you know, with Nick. I mean, she's 15. She's late 15, not, you know, closer to 16, but she's late 15. Nick is 16 years old. We were 17 when you started dating her? 17. And I'm letting her get in this Jeep Cherokee with this 17-year-old kid, and I'm sitting there going, oh, Jesus, please. Take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. You know, and I don't worry about it. I really don't. One, because Nick has proven himself. Thank you very much, Nick. And you're a very responsible, good driver. And number two, which is the main, well, really number one, God's in control. Number two, Nick's a good driver. But I trust God. And I have peace about that. And I'm so thankful that so many kids don't come home, right? We had a young man come to the funeral home last week, and it broke my heart. I completely lost it inside the funeral home. This 20-year-old kid came in. He had an automobile accident down in Charlotte, died instantly, 20 years old. The back of his head was crushed. They brought him in the funeral home. They went and picked the body up, brought him in, and we called the family in to come view, you know, come see him. He's still on the gurney in the funeral home with a blanket over him. Just, you know, the family came in, and I heard a mama start wailing, just wailing, completely lost it. You know, I've got a 17 and a 23 and a 25. I'm in that age with my kids. And I hear this mother in the next room. We close the doors, and she begins to wail, call his name out. I mean, that was a moment that just broke me. And I viewed the young man. I saw him laying there, and I'm thinking about my son, of course. You know, and I'm thinking, thank God it's not my son laying here today. Does my son get on my nerves sometimes? Yeah. But he's alive? Yeah. And so I thank God for that. Everybody doesn't have the same day you have. Think about that. Everybody doesn't have the same day you have. News can change in a minute. Roger Lillian's son was in a bad accident several months ago. Could have, probably should have, took his life. But it didn't. He's got some struggles recovering, yes. But he's very much alive and very much doing okay compared to what he could be doing. Something to be thankful for. So thankful. My son was in a motorcycle wreck in Nebraska and went sliding off a motorcycle going 45 miles an hour, sliding across the road. The cops cut there. The cop says, most time we're scraping bodies off this road when that happens. My son walked away just really sore. My son had a transfer truck came in the back out in Nebraska in a blizzard, crushed our Grand Prix out there that he took out there, and a transfer truck, he stalled on the interstate. He couldn't see. Stalled, transfer truck come, slammed the back of him. He walked away. Nothing but being sore. He flipped over in a Jeep up in Love Valley with some friends and got hung up off a little bank upside down, walked away from that. No issues. He fell off a cliff in Virginia. Yeah, I know. God's been working overtime with that boy. Right. The motorcycle wasn't his fault. The blizzard was. He shouldn't have been driving a blizzard. I told him not to. That was his fault. The cliff was an accident. He was in Virginia, and they were on this around this quarry, and he was climbing a rock wall and fell back off the rock wall down to the quarry, you know, 50 foot of water down below him. And then the Jeep, he wasn't driving the Jeep. That was his friend's driving. He flipped. That really wasn't his fault either. He's an adrenaline junkie. But the thing is I can thank God in all the situations, he was okay. He was okay. We can find, I promise you, start looking intentionally. I say this all the time. I haven't said it in a while, so I'll say it tonight. I've said this before about church. When you come to church, walk in expecting, not inspecting. So many folks walk in inspecting, trying to find the first thing wrong to justify why they can't come here. Instead of coming and expecting the goodness of God, the love of God, the power of God, the peace of God to fill their lives. And so, I promise you, Start intentionally looking for that silver lining. You'll find it. I promise you, you will find it if you start looking for it. But we have to change our mind and quit being negative Nancy's. Start being positive Paul's. I just made that up. But just, you know, just quit being negative. It's easy to be negative, right? We're so grumbly about things that don't, and we're all guilty. I'm guilty too. I realize that. If my sweet tea's not right, I'm getting another tea. Can you get a different batch? This ain't good. You know? Really? I bet they're thinking, really? Sweet tea, okay. Well, excuse me, Mr. Blue Blood La-di-da. Let me get your sweet tea just like you want it. Let's see the silver lining. Next scripture. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says this. This is when David was moving the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good. And his mercy," the word mercy also means love. It can translate into love. "His mercy," his love, "endureth forever." You know, who else can promise to love you forever? You know, me and Melly got married 27 years ago, and we took vows, and I still love Melly, and I think she still loves me. But you know what? That is subject by human failure, right, to change. That can change. Y'all might love me on Sunday morning and hate me next month. That can change. We see kids fall out with parents. Parents fall out with kids. Siblings don't talk to each other. We see a lot of things happen. We see relationships end in a heartbeat. But to know that God's love is going to endure forever, that God's love is going to endure through my foolishness, through my mistakes, through my failures, through my dark times, through my bad seasons, because God sees me. Sorry. Why did he text me on Wednesday night? I know. Thank you. I guess so. Mom's even got a thing. It says silence your cell phones on a slideshow. But through everything, God's going to love me. That's good news. So that's why I'm thankful. God, I'm thankful that your love is not going to give up on me. It's not going to run out on me. It's not going to ever forsake me because I mess up or because I'm not doing what Christians say I should be doing. I've got a great video to show you. I may show it Sunday morning. It's a 3-minute video. It's so funny. Anybody ever heard of John Christ? Isn't he hilarious? He's got a great video I may show Sunday morning that really kind of pinpoints sometimes as Christians how we act. And we wonder why nobody wants Jesus. It's a great skit. But God's love endures forever. So I thank you, Lord. No matter what's going on in my life, that's the one thing I can bank on. That's the one thing I can count on. I can thank you, Lord, for loving me forever. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving me. God knew I would mess up after I got saved. But yet he loves me. Have a good night, D. Love you. Next scripture. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. That's who we should trust more than anybody, right? Is God. Above all things, trust God. And look, he's going to say, and I am helped. He helps me. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him, will I thank him. God, you've helped me. You love me. You're my shield. You're my strength. God, I thank you that that never, ever changes. People will change on you in a dime. Melanie taught me years ago. It took me a long time. It still bothers me. I still don't like it, and I still ain't really over it. I try to be over it. Just a thing I have. But Melanie taught me years ago. I said, James, I used to get so upset. People come to church. You know, you're a pastor's kid. You remember. People come to church for a while and they leave, right? Leave, go somewhere else. Probably hurt your dad too. You know, your dad, I'm sure hurt your dad. You know, I was there, vested, now they're gone. You know, preached to them, now they're gone. Helped them, now they're gone. Counseled, now they're gone. Vested my whole life, now they're gone. It drains you. It drains you as a pastor. So when people leave, I get so upset. Melanie said, look, James, just preach what God gives you. And preach like it's the only time they'll ever be there. That's pretty good advice. Because you never know. Because people do forsake us. People do leave us. You ever blocked anybody on Facebook? Don't raise no hands. You ever unfriended anybody on Facebook? Mm-hmm. People change, don't they? They unfollow us, right? But God doesn't unfriend us. God doesn't block us. God doesn't unfollow us. God is not going to ignore our tweets. God is always listening and God is always there. So I trust that. And I'll praise him. And I have a heart of gratitude because of who he is. If there's never a miracle done in my life again, if God never provided one more thing I think he should in my life, I can thank him always because I know this is not the end result for me. That there's a place and a rim that God has prepared for us that we will cross over and our breath, our next breath will be in a different place than our breath is now. So I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for heaven. Thank you for overcoming death. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you, God. Have a heart of gratitude. As you go to bed tonight, think about how you have a bed to lay in tonight. Have you went through the Walmart area of Statesville lately? Hobby Lobby area through there? I mean, there's more and more people walking the streets through there. More and more homeless people. The cops said they are having a major, I talked to one of my cop friends, so they're having a major issue with homelessness in Statesville now. They're moving from other places. To be homeless here. Don't know. Just are. Right, shelter don't hold so many. Out in the woods near Walmart and they're back behind Hobby Lobby, out in them woods, home people all out there in tents living. Under the bridge, yep, right there, homeless people. You've got a bed. You've got a bed to sleep in tonight. You've got that heat you can crank up. You've got something. You've got lights that you can see, food in your refrigerator and cabinets. All of you, if you walk here tonight, because that means y'all got a car, right? So what? It's not a 2018 Lincoln Navigator. Who cares? It got you here. My 15-year-old Nissan runs like a Cadillac now. I know it should be $2,500, right? But it runs like a Cadillac. It's mine. Melon's got an older car, her little Ruby. It's a nice little car. Gets her where she needs to go. Thankful. Be thankful. We're going to stop there because I won't get the next pack. We'll get the next pack of scriptures next Wednesday and continue this on for next Wednesday. A heart of thanksgiving. Am I thanking God for things or am I complaining about things? Whichever one you put yourself in, those questions will define who you really are. And it'll be your perception, you know. I know it's easy to complain. We're humans, right? I know it's easy to complain. I found myself yesterday morning, I got a free Chick-fil-A biscuit because I got the app, you know, and you get between 6:30 and 10:30 free Chick-fil-A biscuit. Just scan your app. So I went yesterday morning, got me a free Chick-fil-A, and I had enough points to get a free hash brown. So I just bought a sweet tea. My breakfast was $1.70. That's all it was. Well, I got my chicken biscuit, and the biscuit was way bigger than the chicken. It's like all bread, and like little old chicken and big old biscuit. And I was sitting there thinking, man, I can't get, really? They can't make this right? And then it hit me. It's free. I mean, really? It was free. And I felt guilty, and I'm sitting there saying, I almost started to go get another one. I'm like, it's free. So I just choked it down and ate it. You know, but we really are we're just spoiled, aren't we, sometimes? We really get spoiled and not realizing how other people would love to be where we are. Why is America the most immigrated nation of the world? There's a reason for that. Because we got the most to give. We got the most to give. So no matter what anybody says, with all of our problems, I am glad and proud to still be an American. We're going to honor our vets Sunday morning. My vet's going to be here a few minutes early, about 15 minutes early. I'd appreciate that. We're going to go over something with you for the service Sunday morning. All righty. Glad you came. In case you don't know this beautiful young lady beside Melanie, y'all know Nick by now, Ashley's boyfriend. This is Nick's sister. So Nick ain't stepping out on Ashley, okay? This is Nick's sister, Maddie. And we're so glad she's here with us. And she just had a birthday recently. In June. Oh, it's been that long? Okay. Yeah, I guess not. Darling, when you're my age, that's recent. You turned 15? 13, I'm sorry. Man, I'm way off. Anyway, her name is Maddie. Yes, I'm sure. When's your birthday? My dad's 31st. One day apart. And you'll be 19. Who's not friends anymore? Oh, you're not. Yeah, they're more than friends now. All righty. Let's stand up and let's close out in prayer. If you have an offering tonight, you can put in the offering plate. And if you put some on the plate tonight, do it with a joyful heart and be thankful. Be thankful. That's right. God does love a cheerful giver whatever we do. He still loves us, but he does love a cheerful giver. Father, we thank you for this message, and we thank you that for all you've done for us, God. This is a month that we do celebrate Thanksgiving, and for the right reasons, God. Let us focus on what it really means. It means to be grateful and thankful for how far you brought us, where we live, what we have, where we are, who we are in you, all the things that really matter, God. Thank you for being our Lord and Savior. Let us leave this place with a new perspective of being more thankful than we are complainful. That God, we can see the beauty in life and enjoy all your blessings and all your benefits. Bless your people and keep us safe as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.